Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown, and welcome to the Cy Brown Morning Show. We are broadcasting live from the Center for Social Innovation here in New York City. Today we have as a special guest Ms. Jan Edwards, who is a member of the National Council of Women and a nationally recognized advocate and activist for the trafficking of young girls. We are so pleased to have her with us. Jan, are you there, darling?
I am, my love.
I am just happy for us to actually talk again, and it happens to be during the
show.
I know. I have to give a big shout-out to Jarena, who actually is the public relations manager for the National Council of Women, but has also quarterbacked us reconnecting and getting you an interview. I'm so happy. The topic is so timely. I know you were in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Can you talk to us? What is going on?
I can. I'm actually still in D.C. I'm in my little Lyft car and headed to the airport.
Oh, my God. See, women know how to multitask and make it happen. You are amazing. Well, thank you. Big shout out to your Lyft driver. And we
I know, Daniel. We're giving
Uber.
You a thumbs up on the podcast. I won't ride Uber.
Well, I'm happy I'm happy that you managed to squeeze us in transit to the airport. So, you know, I want to get right into it because I don't want us to lose a signal, and I want to make sure we get to the meat of the importance of why you are in D.C. Right now, I'm just going to press play and turn it over to you.
Okay, awesome. So, as a lot of people know, there's been a lot of hype in D.C. about the missing girls. You know, there have been over 25 girls missing just in the first, 8 weeks of February through March, right? We're into April. And I was at a conference, and this is when all this started coming up, and I already knew I was coming to D.C. because I was actually here as a congressional part of the Orlando Congressional Action Team for UNICEF. My friend Melody Garcia, who's just an extraordinary woman, who you would like to interview too. She single-handedly raised $20,000 to make a difference for the families in Philippines after the hurricane there several years ago. She ended up feeding, hundreds of thousands of people and creating sustainability gardens. Just an extraordinary woman. And she invited me along with some other people to be on the congressional action team. So I knew I was going to be up here, right? So I was already planning on being up here. And I have a relationship with one of the governmental organizations here in D.C. And so as soon as I started seeing all this happening a couple weeks ago, I'm like, I'm going to be in town. I have to come do this training there. And I normally charge for this training, but I was being led to not do that. I was being led I'm like, I have to give you this. Like, I have to do this for you because that's what I'm being told to do. So I shared my film, Trapped in the Trade, to about 130 kids yesterday. To the I can't publicize who it was, but it was a large youth organization in D.C., and I'm going to leave it at that.
But, the film Trapped in the Trade, right?
Yes, yeah, my film that, it's interesting because, we premiered it with you.
That's right. I had the pleasure. It is a must. So to all of my school administrators out there, we need to connect because you need to bring Jan in to get this film shown. It's a short film, but it's very, very impactful and drives the message home.
Thank you, Cy. This is a group of 17, 18-year-old kids, right? Almost all African-American with a smattering of Latin. And, typical – urban kids, but there are two parts in the film, Cy, and you know exactly the parts I'm talking about, that the whole room was riveted. And what was interesting is that this is the first time I was able to do the pretest and the post-test. In the pretest, they're very savvy about what's happening. They all knew that trafficking was happening in their area, but what they didn't know that was D.C. and Maryland combined is number 5 in the country, has the fifth highest number of calls to the National Trafficking Hotline, fifth. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
they knew.
On that list?
New York is eighth. New York is eighth. Yeah, it goes California, Texas, Florida, Ohio. If
Ohio.
You combine the other two, I know, Ohio. Combine the Maryland and D.C., that would be 5. Georgia is 6. I think Virginia is 7, and New York is 8.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. You know, and you're talking, you know, according to the, you know, Homeland Security and the FBI, it's over 300,000 children a year are lured into this lifestyle. So, you know, it's imperative that they understand how it happens and most importantly what to do. And that was the really great part about last night is because I invite the children, what makes our training unique is I invite them to create the solution. Because I went to high school a long time ago. I don't have the answer. I don't know what it's like today. But it was really great because they were like, I'm like, what would you do in that scenario? And they're, well,
right.
I would get in that guy's face and I would tell him he can't do that anymore. And I would, you know, push the drink out of his hand and I would grab her and I would take her from the party. And I'm like, okay, that's what you would do with a friend. I said, what would you do with a stranger? They said, we'd do the same thing. I was like, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
These kids
so,
are really on it. These kids are on it. But I think for me, when I watched the film, I didn't realize how easily someone can be trafficked. It was so seamless. And I definitely am not going to give away any parts of the film. But there's not a boogeyman that shows up and snatches it. It could be. Let me say this. It could be. But from what I gather, that's not really how it happens. And so, for me, the scariest part about what was happening in your film that was really a depiction of real life and what's happening now around the country is that it's so seamless. It just happens
yes.
so seamlessly. And that's the part
yes.
that scares me.
Yeah, well, and, you know, this is Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. And the reason why we're really talking about that along with trafficking is because when children are sexually abused, it's the pathway into that lifestyle because they've already been traumatized emotionally and physically. And there's some work that has been done by Shared Hope International. It's a great PDF to share with people. And, you know, they surveyed, you know, prostitutes, and 91% of the prostitutes they interviewed said they were all sexually abused as children and told no one.
Wow.
Yeah, and 75% of them pretty much say that because I was abused, this is the path I chose. It was already a path that, you know, I didn't think I was worth anything. I thought it was the only way I could make money. You know, no one wanted me, no one loved me, all of those things that we make up when we're violated like that. And that's what led them down that path. So that's why it's so imperative that we talk about this during Sexual Abuse Awareness Month, because one leads right into the other. Because it makes children are far more vulnerable to be lured into the promise of love or the promise of a better life or the promise of a modeling contract or, you know, you choose whatever promise of a better future is going to sound good to a young girl, and that's what they use.
But, Jen, so let me ask you this. When this happens, how can parents that may suspect, that may think, what can adults do to be made to get it on their radar?
There's three things I'm going to share with you, but before I do that, I really want everybody that's listening, if you're driving in a car, don't do this. Play it back when you get home. If you're not driving in a car, I really want everyone to put this phone number in their phone. And it's the number to the National Trafficking Hotline. And it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's all anonymous. So you can, if you see something, I'm not a say something, you do something. And that number is 888 3737888. And they can call it 888-3737-888. And they can call
so
that number anytime
that
something feels
room.
Off. Okay, good.
I'm putting that in our chat room right now for all of you who are listening live. I just posted that in the chat room. And I'm also sending that out on Twitter, Facebook, and it'll make sure to go on the Cy Brown Morning Show website, National Trafficking Hotline, 888-3737-888. I want to use this as an opportunity, our moment together, to use this as an opportunity for people to be able to get in touch with you, to bring you in to talk about this. I don't know anyone else, and I know a lot of women, I deal with women all day, who knows as much about this topic than you do. How do they get in touch with you?
They can go to our website, stoptraffickingtoday.com, and they can connect with us that way. They can also go to our Facebook page, which is Paving the Way, and they can find me on there. And they can also find me on Instagram on Paving the Way.
So it's Paving the Way on Facebook. I'm putting this all in the chat room on Facebook.
Yes, Paving the Way on Facebook, Paving the Way on Instagram, and stoptraffickingtoday.com is the website. And it's
awesome.
Got lots of free information on there. And I want to leave our listeners with three things, right? First of all, is we are the front line of defense. If we see something is off, you trust yourself, right? You just trust yourself. The second thing is pick up the phone and call that number, because the first question they'll ask you is, are you in danger? And you're going to say yes or no, like whatever the appropriate answer is, and then you share what's happening, and they'll actually guide you and direct you. The third thing is you really want to watch your children's behavior, because any massive alteration in a behavior, and several of them, is really your red flag. You know, are they spending an extraordinary amount of time in front of the computer? Are they closing the door and locking it, not letting you in? Are they starting to, you know, they used to spend a lot of time with their friends, and they no longer do that, but they have a boyfriend, and I put that in quotes, right? You start to see an alteration in dress that's far more sexualized. And, you know, and sometimes, too, withdrawal. They may be outgoing, and then all of a sudden they're not. Because we have to create a safe space for our children, so if something does happen, they know they can come to us regardless, and that we will love them and that we will protect them. Because these perpetrators and these pimps and these recruiters use threats and coercion. And if you're 14 years old and someone's threatening your family, you're going to have your family be okay. You're going to go, okay, I'll do whatever you want, right? Versus, okay, I got it. And then you go tell your parents or your guardian or your loved one. So that's what I want to leave people with.
I appreciate it, Jan. I want you to have a very safe trip back to your home state. Thank you for all that you do and all that you did in Washington. The National Council of Women loves you. We support you. We look forward to working with you on even bigger projects. And travel safely and keep saving girls across America. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Cy. We'll talk to you later. Love you.
Absolutely. Travel safely. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today. That was a wonderful interview with Ms. Jan Edwards, just one of America's premier experts on sex trafficking and how girls are being moved across this country for predatory reasons. All of her information will be posted on our blog. Also, I sent it out on Facebook and Twitter during the broadcast. So if you missed any part of it, please feel free to just log on to CyBrownMorningShow.com and click podcast, and all of her details will be there. Thank you so much for listening, and always remember, we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.